This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying Galatians, Discipleship Lessons, and this is the preface. It's amazing how many so-called Christians don't really get it. They think that the basis of Christianity is living a good moral life and doing good works. And so long as you don't mess up your life entirely, you'll end up in heaven. And oh yes, Jesus died for our sins, whatever that means. Paul's letter to the Galatians deals with this kind of shallow understanding head on. He had won the Galatians to Christ on his first missionary journey, we believe, and then taught them more about Christ on his second mission. But now, Paul hears that some Jewish Christians have come to the churches and begun to convince these Gentile believers that they can't be saved unless they're circumcised and keep the Mosaic law. What's more, these false teachers have undermined Paul's reputation. His ministry with these churches is in shambles. But what's even worse is that these new Christians are about to go backwards from faith in Christ to faith in law-keeping. As you study Galatians, you'll begin to understand clearly what the core of the gospel is all about. Galatians, after all, helped Martin Luther come to the conviction that we are saved by faith alone. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, came into spiritual life. "My heart was strangely warmed," he said, as he read Luther's preface to his commentary on Galatians. Galatians is also known for explaining what must substitute for the law, learning to walk by the Spirit and bear the fruit of the Spirit. It is my prayer that as you study this foundational letter, you'll be blessed and encouraged.